From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. President Donald Trump is set Thursday to loosen the government's enforcement of a rule that bars churches from participating in political activity. Trump plans to sign an executive order that would give maximum enforcement discretion to the country's tax agency in tracking the ban on political activity by religious groups. His order also would give regulatory relief to conservative religious groups that object to provisions of the national health care reforms advocated by former President Barack Obama. Trump is signing the order on religious liberties as he greets Christian conservatives at the White House on what has been designated as a National Day of Prayer. North Korea's state news agency has issued a rare direct criticism of China, citing commentaries from Chinese state media. The Korea Central News Agency warned Beijing should not test the limits of North Korea's patience. The KCNA commentary said calls by China for North Korea to abandon its nuclear program cross the line and violate its rights. China's Global Times made such remarks Thursday, saying North Korea is grappling with a form of irrational logic when it comes to nuclear program. The Global Times further said China will not allow its border region with North Korea to be contaminated by nuclear activities. The United States is bringing its Southeast Asian allies on board to tackle North Korea's nuclear proliferation and missile threats. Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations will gather Thursday in Washington. A senior State Department official told VOA Washington is urging the ASEAN members to cut diplomatic ties with Pyongyang. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote Thursday to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as the Obamacare. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy told reporters late Wednesday to expect a vote the next day. He said the legislation will pass. House Speaker Paul Ryan says things are heading in the right direction.
We've not yet made any decisions on a vote, but this is more progress, and we will continue our progress and our work to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer thinks otherwise.
This version is worse than the other version. So all the reasons people didn't like Trump Care 1, they're going to dislike Trump Care 2 even more.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said, despite the addition of money to help those with pre-existing conditions, the bill will make it impossible for millions of Americans to afford the health coverage they need. Hong Kong Chief Executive-elect Carrie Lam said Thursday one of her priorities will be to unify society and to bring Hong Kong back to its normal course of development.
I am very acutely aware of some of the problems that Hong Kong is facing, the rift, the tension, the polarization of views that you have described. And I will do my utmost to unify society and to bring Hong Kong back to its normal course of development, because I think that is the aspiration of the great majority of Hong Kong people.
The Beijing-backed leader-elect will take office in July this year on the 20th anniversary of the former British colony's handover to China. FBI Director James Comey says it makes him mildly nauseous to think that his agency might have influenced last year's presidential election. Comey told a Senate panel Wednesday he agonized over disclosing the new investigation after investigators cleared then-presidential candidate Hillary Clinton of wrongdoing.
Look, this was terrible. It makes me mildly nauseous to think that we might have had some impact on the election. But honestly, it wouldn't change the decision. Everybody who disagrees with me has to come back to October 28th with me and stare at this and tell me what you would do. Would you speak or would you conceal? And I could be wrong, but we honestly made a decision between those two choices that even in hindsight, and this has been one of the world's most painful experiences, I would make the same decision. I would not conceal that on October 28th from the Congress.
The FBI normally tries not to disclose investigations of candidates shortly before an election, so it won't affect the outcome. I'm Ji Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.